Finally this hour, an enduring partnership between big business and groundbreaking theater. The annual Humana Festival of New American Plays at Actors Theater of Louisville is the envy of just about every theater in America. The Humana Foundation is the philanthropic arm of an insurance company, and it has sponsored the festival for more than three decades. It's believed to be the longest partnership between a theater and a corporation, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
One of the plays that premiered at this year's Humana Festival is about a modern-day couple in New York City who meet a strange group of 1950s reenactors.
But it's silly, right?
It's not just silly, it's a cult.
It's not a cult, they have nonprofit status.
And because Maple and Vine by Jordan Harrison premiered at Humana, there's a good chance it'll get produced by other theaters. Hundreds of industry professionals attend the festival every year. Artistic directors, agents, critics. They come to see about seven full-length world premieres. It's an expensive undertaking. The Humana Foundation has supported it for 32 years, contributing a total of $18.8 million. Jennifer Bielstein, managing director of Actors Theater of Louisville, says it's a unique relationship.
The longevity of it, the loyalty, the consistency of it. I mean, without that relationship and without the Humana Foundation's support, we could not do what we do.
The very first New Play Festival at Actors Theater was in 1976. It was the brainchild of John Jory and the late Alexander Sandy Speer. The early days were pretty good, but they wanted to make it bigger and better. Around the same time, two Kentucky lawyers had ambitions of their own in the medical field. First nursing homes, then hospitals, and ultimately the Humana Insurance Company. So John Jory says the two theater guys asked the two lawyers for money.
We were sort of terrified, really. And so we had prepared, a 60-page document detailing what we wanted to do with New American Plays.
And Jory says took it to the meeting with lawyers Wendell Cherry and David Jones.
I think David said, well, why don't you tell us, you know, in a couple of minutes what it is? So we told them in a couple of minutes, and they said, fine, we'll fund it. And they left the table. And Sandy and I were in a complete and utter state of shock.
Jory thinks they agreed, partly because they saw a smaller version of themselves in him and Sandy Speer.
They were Kentucky lawyers who were very aggressively pursued their dream. And we were two very young people pursuing a theater dream. And they understood that.
Jory says they also understood that their role was not to get involved in the artistic process. Jory, who retired from Actors Theater in 2000, says he never once heard complaints from Humana executives about the sometimes edgy, controversial material in the plays. Virginia Judd is executive director of the Humana Foundation.
They sometimes will push out those boundaries, but we don't get involved in the selection of the plays or the production aspects. We leave that up to the experts. We think artistic freedom has a real role in this process, and we respect that.
For playwrights, that is a godsend.
I think I knew Humana as a theater festival before I knew that it was a health insurance company sponsoring a theater festival.
Peter Nachtrieb premiered one of his plays at Humana this year. Nachtrieb is based in San Francisco and worked with lots of theaters around the country. He says he hasn't seen this kind of partnership anywhere else.
The fact that they can do a whole range of fare of very popular theater to some of the weirdest, most experimental works and bringing it to an audience here, I think is fantastic.
Humana's success has inspired a lot of theaters to get in on the act, and today there are several new play festivals around the country. So far, Actors Theater of Louisville says that has not affected attendance, and the Humana Foundation recently renewed its support for another 3 years. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.